Most tiaras do not lose their sparkle because they are dirty. They lose it because they are wearing a thin coat of film. Skin oils, lotion, perfume, and above all hairspray settle onto each stone and quietly mute the light that used to bounce back. The crystal underneath is almost always perfect. So the goal of cleaning a tiara is never to scrub it hard. It is to lift that film with the gentlest method that works, because the thing holding most of these stones in place is glue, and glue is fragile around water and heat. Start with the safest tool, which handles the job about 9 times out of 10, a dry microfiber cloth. Buff each stone in small circles, work the corner of the cloth gently into the settings, and resist the urge to pick at anything. A quick dry pass after everywhere stops buildup before it ever sets. For any glued rhinestone piece, this is often the only cleaning it will ever need. When a dry cloth will not lift a hairspray haze, step up carefully. Dampen a cotton swab with lukewarm water and a single drop of mild dish soap, then press it nearly dry. Roll it over only the filmy stones, and follow immediately with a dry cloth so no moisture lingers near the glue line. The principle is targeted moisture, never a bath. A full soapy dip is reserved for one kind of piece only, solid crystal or glass with no glued accent stones, like raw quartz wired onto a band. Those can take a 5-minute lukewarm soak, a soft brush, a rinse, and a pat dry. The rule there is lukewarm, never hot, because sudden temperature change is what cracks a crystal. Kathy points out that the raw quartz tiaras are the most forgiving in the whole collection for exactly this reason. The crystal is the structure, not a glued-on accent. One last thing, and it matters. Skip the ultrasonic cleaner entirely. The vibration and heat that make it wonderful for a gold ring are precisely what dissolve the adhesive under glued rhinestones. Jewelers warn against it for costume and glued pieces for good reason. On the Whatnot Loves, nearly every cloudy crown someone shows Kathy turns out to be hairspray, not damage. Spray your hair first, put the tiara on last, store it dry with a silica packet, and your crown stays bright for years.